One thing I think most Ontarians have given up on is the stretch goal of the 15% discount in auto insurance rates. Some people, like what happened with us, our rates actually went up instead of going down because I think our rates dropped 3 or 4%. Our coverage dropped by half in order to get the coverage we had before the quote unquote discount. We had to pay more than we were paying. So our rates actually went up. I'm not sure if everybody sees it that way, but there is a report issued by the Ontario Trial Lawyers Association, and it talks about a number of things regarding auto insurance rates, including companies making record profits, the premier promising a 15% reduction. Instead, overall, there is a 3% increase, even though claims are actually down by 27%. Joining us to talk about this, he's been a guest on the show before, Daryl Singer, co-founder of the Access to Justice Lobby Group that lobbies on the issues of car insurance rates, lack of payouts for sustained injuries, and excessive profits by big insurance firms in Ontario. Daryl, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Barb. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you on. How much, where do we want to start? Do you want to start with how much auto insurance companies are making?
Yeah, and I want to make it clear, because I don't think that either my lobby group or the Ontario Trialers Association or lawyers generally have any issue with the insurers making a profit. They're in business. They're entitled to make a profit. Our issue is they're not delivering on their end of the bargain. The profits are there because we, you and I and all of us in Ontario, are paying our premiums month after month after month. As you alluded to, our benefits have been slashed by half or more. And their new model now is to say, deny, 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 even the most basic, obvious claims, and then turn around and say what they call the cost per claim is increased. But in fact, what they don't tell you when they say the cost, and they've gone to the government and said the cost per claim has increased, that's why we can't reduce premiums. What they haven't told the government is the fact that included in the cost per claim is the amount of money that they've spent on lawyers to fight the denial.
Mm.
So I could give you a quick example.
Yeah, please.
I had a couple of cases, but recently, but one particularly that stands out in mind, and on behalf of my lobby group, I actually used this as an example in one of my depositions to a government subcommittee. It was a case where my client was denied medical treatment, rehabilitative treatment, in the amount of $3,200. They denied it. They then spent $42,000 on legal fees and experts to try and justify their denial.
Wow. And if they spent $42,000 on legal fees and experts, would that be their actual cost? Are they actually spending $50,000 to fight a $3,000 claim?
Well, that doesn't include their internal costs of their adjusters and clerks that are running the files. That's the cost that was presented to the regulatory tribunal that deals with this, which in those days was called FISCO, now called the License Appeal Tribunal. That was the bill of costs presented by their lawyer showing what their legal fees were and what their expert costs were. So if it showed a number of $42,000, we don't know what the hidden costs were in terms of operating that file internally at that insurance company. And it was a file that the client was looking for $3,200 worth of treatment.
But how in the world would that even make business sense on the part of an insurance company?
It doesn't. And we sit around every day saying, I don't understand it. And in that particular case, in fact, long before the file came to me, her representative, the client's representative at the time, had said, look, if you agree to pay $2,000 to the rehab clinic for treatment, my client will be very happy and go away. And then the client never would have walked in my door.
Yeah, I mean, of course. And did so your client didn't end up getting any coverage?
No, because there were various technicalities as a result of these changes that you alluded to, which began in 2010. And it seems that what the insurance companies are doing is they've decided to deny even the most minor claims and take this illogical business proposition that we'll spend $42,000 on legal fees instead of $2,000 on treatment. The idea is to try and squeeze the personal injury lawyers from wanting to take these cases, and it's had a positive effect. I think a number of months ago when I was on your show, I talked about the fact that people are having difficulty finding legal representation on these smaller files because it's not economically sensible for the lawyer or the client to pursue it.
Sure, that makes sense. You mentioned the auto insurance companies didn't keep up their end of the bargain. Was their end of the bargain ever stated that if claims go down, then rates will go down?
Well, that wasn't what I was talking about, but I'll address that.
Sure.
in the sense that, look, they went to the government prior to 2010, to the provincial government, and said, look, we can bring premiums down by 15% over the next 5 years. But in order to do that, you've got to give us this bundle of changes to the accident benefits, the no-fault benefit schedule. And the government said, no problem, and cut and cut and cut and cut. And there were a series of additional changes in 2014 and 2015. And now what we're seeing is that across the board, on average, 8 years later now, rather than premiums being down 15%, they're up about 3%.
Daryl, I have to take a break. I've got a couple more questions. Would you hang
sure.
on a couple minutes?
Yeah, I'd be happy to.
Great. Daryl Singer is a personal injury lawyer, and we're talking about auto insurance rates, and I've already gotten, why don't you have someone from the insurance companies on? You know what? If you work for an auto insurance company, please feel free to give us a call. 416-872-1010. Text us at 71010. This is interesting, the way that Daryl is explaining it. And have you found, knock on wood, we haven't had to make a claim for anything, and I don't hope to, but have you found even the smallest claim of yours has been denied? And are they saying, oh, because fraud, there's so much fraud out there, that's why the premiums are so high? We are joined by personal injury lawyer Daryl Singer, and we're talking about a recent report issued by the Ontario Trial Lawyers Association talking about insurance companies, auto insurance companies, making record profits instead of the 15% reduction that we were promised in the Premier Wynne stretch goal. We have a 3% increase overall, claims down 27%. The insurance party line, apparently there's so much fraud out there, that's why premiums are so high to offset fraud. And Daryl, if I can just recap, to make sure I understood, you're saying that the reason it's so expensive is because they are spending so much on legal fees in order to fight when people are trying to make a claim.
Well, that's certainly the reason that when they now go to the government and say, our cost per claim has increased, that's the reason. Now, if you take out, I believe in the Lazar study, when he talks about the claims cost being decreased, that excludes the legal fees, and that's the more accurate number.
Okay, let me, if you don't mind, I'm going to bring someone on who was texting me and tweeting at me. Why don't you have someone on from the insurance industry? So this is someone with the Insurance Bureau of Canada. His name is Steve. Hi,
yes.
Steve. Always
Hi.
Welcome to call in the show anytime.
Great. Well, it's Steve Key, and I'm with Insurance Canada. And, you know, when I hear this, all I ask for is some balance. And I find that the lawyers are very quick to talk about the profits and cutting benefits. But in this province, we have agreed that the auto insurance system is in need of fixing. But Ontario insurers, right now in auto insurance, pay out $1.03 for every dollar that they take in. You know, simply put, you know, we've seen claims increase and these have gone up. And there is a point right now where you need a system that's going to work.
But
also,
Steve, let me ask you something, and I'll let you continue. If that is true, that auto insurance companies are paying out $1.03 for every dollar they take in, how is it that they are able to make like $1.5 billion in pre-tax profits in 2016?
Well, again, you're going by the study that was recently done by York University. We talked about this, just having some flawed numbers that go with this.
There are no profits?
Ontario Auto Insurance pays out $1.03 for every dollar that takes in. They cited a number of over 15% of a return on equity. And if you go to the GISA report, which is the General Insurance Statistical Agency, that number is actually at 6.6%. So I find that the research was flawed to start with. And I think you have to look at some numbers that were put in the Fair Auto Insurance Plan that David Marshall, that was based on the David Marshall report, that showed that in 2013, a number he looked at, that, you know, accident victims received only $2.5 billion of the $3.87 billion paid out in claims.
All right, let Daryl respond.
Yeah, Steve, thanks for calling. But listen, here's the thing. You're focusing on numbers. You need to focus on the people. And what I deal with every day is I sit and I talk to insurance adjusters and defense lawyers who sit in their offices and they're looking at numbers on a screen. I'm sitting in my office and there's thousands of personal injury lawyers. We're sitting in our offices and we're looking across the table at a client who's injured and crying because they can't get treatment. And your numbers, with respect, Steve, don't make any sense. It's not conceivable that you're paying out more. By the way, hold on. If you were paying out more than you were taking in, you wouldn't be in business. That's an illogical proposition.
And the fact that, according to David Marshall, that nearly $500 million is paid annually to personal injury lawyers. So you certainly have a vested interest in this.
Of course we have a vested interest, and so do you. And that's where the starting point is. Let's accept that the lawyers and the insurers both have a benefit to this system. There's no question. And we're not suggesting that you guys shouldn't make a profit. Of course you should make a profit. But
when the claims are for outrageous profits that are not happening, I take offense with
but
that.
But Steve, you're saying there's no profit. You're saying there's a loss.
No, on auto insurance, we pay out $1.03 for every dollar. Now, insurance, the book of business in property and casualty insurance across the country and in other lines of business, that may change. But in auto insurance, we pay out $1.03
okay.
for every dollar that we bring in.
Can I respond to that part?
Okay, respond, and then I've got to get to some callers.
Yeah. Steve, you want to talk about property and other lines of business. The denials of regular claims are across the board. I'm seeing constantly, more than ever in my career, denial, property claim, casualty claim, life insurance claim, for no reason at all, forcing people to incur thousands and thousands of dollars in legal fees. So then you could come on here and say the personal injury lawyers are making too much money and they have a vested interest. You could put us all out of business tomorrow if the insurers honored in good faith the contracts of insurance that you have with Ontarians.
I think if the focus should be on getting people better, I think we all agree
Thank
on
you.
That.
Okay.
I think
yeah.
the Marshall Report focused on that, and the Fair Auto Insurance Plan introduced last fall did that. We should be focusing on care, not cash.
Steve Key, Daryl Singer, thank you both so much for this. I want to get to some callers. Steve, thanks a lot for calling
guys.
In.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. So that was interesting. Let's go to some of our callers. I'm glad Steve was texting me and tweeting at me. Why don't you have somebody on from the insurance company? He said, call up. Come on. We'll happy to talk to you. All right. Let's go to Alex. Hi, Alex.
Hey, Barb. You know, with all due respect to Steve, you know, I'm taking what he says with a grain of salt. If it costs so much money for the insurers to administer auto insurance in this province, why do they go into panic mode and spend millions of dollars in advertising whenever anyone even whispers about taking the system public like it is in other provinces? And please tell me why the chartered banks within the last 20 years have decided to start getting into the auto insurance business. Because of the libel laws in this country, I will say I'm taking what he says with a very big grain of salt, and I want to see definitive proof. And by definitive proof, I don't mean a survey done by somebody who works for the insurance companies.
Alex, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Greg. Welcome to the show.
Good evening. I just have an issue with that dollar in, 103 out number. I think that 103 out is after their costs and their profits and everything along those lines. Because otherwise, how's anybody even getting paid in that business?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's why I asked him, and he kept saying it's auto insurance pays out $1.03 for every dollar they bring in. You know, it's funny, Greg, because when you have the personal injury lawyer and the insurance person, everybody's quoting different numbers, right? So you can
exactly.
only go by what they are telling you. None of us know that inside and out. We're just going by the reports.
That's it. Well, maybe someday they'll uncrate it and actually tell us the truth.
Greg, thanks a lot for the call. I mean, and look, that one thing they both agreed on, they want people to get well, and both insurance companies and personal injury lawyers are both, they both have a vested interest. I think that's absolutely fair to say. That was an interesting discussion. Thanks, everyone.